The first question is, now Ajamil knew scripture and yet he fell down. So why did that happen, and why does something similar happen to us? If we consider that by our past karma, certain situations come in our life. Sometimes we may meet with an accident, we may lose our job, our health may get spoiled. So when the reactions come at the physical level, we can easily understand, I didn't do anything but this thing has happened. I was just driving safely, but a drunk driver hit me. We understand, it is my karma coming to me. But just as karma can sometimes hit us at the physical level, similarly, karma can also hit us at a mental level. That means, by the past karma, we may go through phases in our life when certain desires may become very strong. We may go through phases when lust may become very strong, anger may become very strong. That means, by the past conditionings are there. What do we mean by conditioning? Basically, it's a conditioning is a accumulated inclination that is formed by our past actions. A person has drunk repeatedly, and now their conditioning is that they have a strong urge to drink. So that alcoholism is something which we can easily correlate. Somebody drank so much, and that's how we got the inclination. But it's at another level, it's just karmic reaction. This is the way we acted. So our karmic reactions come in two ways. One is, at a physical level, we get some things. But at a mental level also, that inclination becomes stronger and stronger. That's also a karmic reaction. So, I'm giving this as an example to illustrate that karmic reactions can come at the mental level also. And just as sometimes, some karmic correlations we can make out. You know, why is this person so angry with me? You know, I did that to them and that's why they have done this to me. Maybe it's disproportionate. I did a small thing and they're doing a big thing. But some correlations we can make sometimes. Sometimes we just can't make. No, why? We just don't. Why has this person got such a? It's like an agenda to destroy me. What did I do? We just don't know. It's just karma. We understand that time. And sometimes the karmic correlation we may not be able to make out. So like that, sometimes when suddenly some desires pop up within us, and sometimes we're able to correlate. You know, maybe I watched that. I did this. That's why this desire is coming now. But sometimes we may not be able to correlate. It just comes. So we'll all go through phases in our life when suddenly the desires, the cravings, the vasanas just increase. Now those are times when we are vulnerable. And if we have good association, if we have overall good lifestyle, I'll be talking more about how to prevent this in the second session. Actually, that's what a large part of the second session is about. But let me complete this. But suffice it to say that by our karma, sometimes it may happen that we are vulnerable. And then, at that same time, there is a provocation. See, normally, if somebody behaves rudely with us, we'll just tolerate it. We'll neglect it. But sometimes, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things have gone wrong, and on top of that, somebody behaves rudely. Bah! There's explosion at that time. How dare! So, you know, it is just unfortunate that rude behavior happened at a time when we are also feeling low. So this sort of, we talk about coincidences as good things happening together, but sometimes bad things seem to happen together also. The time when I am weak, at that time, somebody provokes us. Sometimes you may tell, you know, that, you know, let's not talk about this now. Because we know that I am a little irritable, I am a little weak, and somebody is bringing up something provocative. And we said, let's not talk about it. Now, other person is understanding. Okay, we'll talk about it later. No, I want to talk about this now only. Then it becomes difficult. So basically, sometimes it may just happen that by past karma, our own inner disposition and our external situation both may conspire to catch us at a very weak moment. And that's how good people may also do bad things. However, that one lapse is understandable. But in the case of Ajamil, it was not just one lapse. No, okay, at that time he saw that that woman embracing a man, and he got agitated by that. Now that agitation he might not be able to avoid, and he may just, that desire might also become so strong that he may want to go and associate with her. But what he did was much, much worse. You know, he rejected his chaste wife, he rejected his parents, he started giving up all Brahminical activities and started doing robbing and killing. Now when he started doing all these things, he rejected his wife, he rejected his parents, obviously other Brahmanas, other elders, other friends would have counseled him, don't do this. So at that time, he could have stopped himself. So it may happen that a particular desire may just catch us in a weak moment and we may do something wrong. So basically, the first mistake may be circumstantial. But the second, third, fourth mistakes, we can't call them circumstantial. At some point, the circumstantial becomes intentional. That means the others tell them, don't do this. And if he had just given them some hearing, he could have understood, what does he make sense? I should not do this. So sometimes circumstantially something wrong may happen from us. And that it's not that the circumstances make the wrong right. The wrong is still the wrong. But the circumstances make the wrong understandable. Why did you do this? But it's one thing to make one mistake. But to let that one mistake lead to a second, third, fourth, fifth, that is not just, we can't blame that on circumstance. That is where it becomes intentional. Sometimes, if we consider, I'm talking about intelligence over mind. Sometimes the mind becomes just so strong that it just overpowers our intelligence and it makes us do wrong things. Srila Prabhupada in the 6th chapter purport says that sometimes the disease may be so malevolent that it overcomes the medicine and it spreads further. So like that, the disease is like the mind's infection, mind's desires, infatuations, and the intelligence understanding is like the medicine. So sometimes the mind may just overpower the intelligence. But after some time, the intelligence does recover. And at that time, what do we do? So if at that time we have been studying scripture systematically, we have been associating with devotees, and we have some trustworthy connections with devotees. Again, I'll talk more about this later in the second session. But we generally evaluate everyone through the filter of the mind. But if we have someone whom we trust enough that we evaluate the mind through them. My mind is saying this is right. They are saying this is right. Then okay, then I evaluate the mind. That is the meaning of close association. Close association is not that, we come together and dance and kirtan, we a tight hug to each other. That's all good. But close association means that somebody, we let them come closer to us than how close the mind is to us. That is the meaning of close association. So the first mistake may be inevitable, it may be circumstantial. But if we have good association, if we have a good culture, good habits, then the intelligence will awaken and it will ensure that the first mistake doesn't lead to a series of mistakes. Does that answer your question?